Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Ksuvos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned Leilu Nishmas, Mars Shena Basar Ruvain, Herna Shama should have an Aliyah, and Leilu Nishmas, Mars Tikva Basar of Saadia, Herna Shama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us, Ha'ichal Eitzel Chamev Behuda Shaloi Be'edim. Let's say someone ate by his father-in-law in Yehuda, and there was no Edim there. Now this is referring to a person who went through Kiddushin. That means that they were only halachically engaged, which remember is called Erusin. And so he's eating with his Kala in this place in Eretz Yisrael called Yehuda, and there was no Edim witnessing anything. He's not able to claim after their marriage, after Nisuin, that she wasn't a Basula. And why not? That's because in Yehuda, they allowed them to be miyachid with each other. They were allowed to be secluded in private with each other. And it's possible that he actually lived with her like husband and wife when they were just in the stage of Erusin. And therefore, once it's Nisuin, he can't claim that she wasn't a Basula. Now going back to discuss the amount of Aksuba. Achas amanas Yisrael, achas amanas Kayin, Ksubas and Mane, which means that she was previously married and she's the daughter of Yisrael, or she was previously married and she was the daughter of a Kayin. Either which way, when she gets remarried, her Ksuba is only a Mane. Like we spoke about previously, in Almana, when she gets remarried, her Ksuba is a Mane. However, when it comes to a Basula, who's the daughter of a Kayin, things are different. Bezin shel Kayhanim, hayu gaven lebsula arba me'ezuz. Bezin of Kayhanim would collect for a Basula, who is the daughter of a Kayin, a Ksuba of 400 zuz, not 200. And v'loy michu b'yadim the Chacham did not protest this, even though you might say it's going to lead to jealousy. Still, since Kayhanim are in elevated status, they allow this to happen. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, now we're going to have a detailed description in the next two Mishnayos regarding this concept of Tainus Basulim, which again means that he got married, and after the wedding night, he says she wasn't a Basula. So Mishnah Vav tells us, he marries a woman, and he doesn't find Basulim. And it seems to be that she previously was with a man. So here, Maris, she claims, Misha'er stani nanasti. Someone violated me after Erusin, nistachba sadecha, and your field was flooded. In other words, when Kiddushin happened, when we got halachically engaged, I was 100% Basula, and afterwards, someone violated me, making me not a Basula, and that's not my issue. That's your issue, because we were already married by then. Va'la'imer, whereas the husband says, Loiki, that's not so. Ella ad shaloi erastich. This happened before I gave you Kiddushin, v'haya mekhi mekhtos. And this purchase of mine, meaning when I was Mekadeshu, that whole thing was a big mistake, and therefore I'm not giving you any Ksuba. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer say, Namenes. She's believed. And that's because her chazaka, her known status beforehand, was always that she was a Basula. And we don't assume that anything changed. Whereas Rabbi Shua says, Loi mipia anu chayin. We don't rely on what she said. El rather, harezu becheskas be'ula ad shalaitis ares. We treat her as if she was a be'ula before Erusin happened, v'yeta asu, and she tricked him, and therefore she doesn't get any ksuba ad shetavi raya ledvarel, until she brings a proof for what she's saying. And that's because Rabbi Shua holds that this is a classic case of hamotzi mechaveri all of a raya. If somebody wants to take something from somebody else, claiming that it's his, he has to bring that raya. And she's trying to get her ksuba from him, so she has to prove that she was a basula when Kiddushin happened. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zion with another case very similar, and on to Mishnah Ches with something else. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.